Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 20th, 2023, through Friday, November 24th, 2023. Monday, November 20th, 2023. Lackawanna County man charged with commercial bribery and tax fraud offenses. Jason R. Bonnewell was indicted by a federal grand jury with conspiring to commit honest services fraud and filing false tax returns. According to U.S. Attorney Gerald M. Karam, the indictment returned against Bonnewell alleges that during his tenure as a supervisor at a Pennsylvania food services company from 2014 to 2019, he and his co-conspirators accepted cash bribes and other things of value from other co-conspirators who owned and operated Global Staffing Services, Inc. and Penn's Independent Staffing. Global Staffing Services, Inc. and Penn's Independent Staffing were two companies that released temporary employees to Bonnewell's company. In exchange for the kickbacks, Bonnewell and his co-conspirators entered into contracts with and hired the temporary staffing companies. Allegedly, over $13 million were paid to the two staffing companies in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars in kickbacks. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, November 21st, 2023. Washington woman pleads guilty to embezzling from Sutter County business. Tamara Menisto pleaded guilty to one count of bank fraud. According to court documents from February 2007 through November 2016, Menisto worked for a company located in Rio Oso that was in the business of mechanical food processing and farming. In her role at the company, Menisto's duties included preparing checks for the owners to sign. Beginning in at least January 2012 and continuing through October 2016, Menisto carried out a fraudulent scheme to steal over $900,000 from her employer. As part of the scheme, Menisto created company checks and made them payable to herself without authorization and for amounts not due to her. To make the checks appear legitimate, Menisto forged the owner's signatures on the checks or stamped them with one of the owner's signatures. Falsely posing as the check's lawful payee, Menisto deposited the checks in bank accounts she controlled. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023. Second executive admits participating in $150 million fraud on Qualcomm. Ali Akbar Shakoai pleaded guilty to one count of money laundering related to a transaction involving proceeds of the fraud on Qualcomm. In his plea agreement, Shokawai admitted that he schemed with co-defendant Karim Arabi and others to hide both Arabi's and Shokawai's involvement in Abrizio, the tech firm that they marketed to Qualcomm. Arabi was a Qualcomm employee through the entire marketing period, and hiding his involvement in the firm and the development of its patented technology allowed Abrizio's principals to claim that the company was an angel-funded outside firm while disguising its true connections to Qualcomm. In that regard, Shokawai admitted Arabi was intimately involved in Abrizio's formation, development, and marketing to Qualcomm. According to court documents, Qualcomm agreed to pay roughly $180 million for Abrizio. $150 million of that was paid in October 2015. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, November 23rd, 2023. Bakersfield man indicted for $25 million tax refund fraud scheme using stolen identities. Miguel Martinez and Victor Cruz were charged by a federal grand jury for their involvement in a $25 million tax refund fraud scheme. Martinez and Cruz were each charged with conspiracy to defraud the United States and submission of false claims to the Internal Revenue Service. Martinez was also charged with identity theft. He has been in custody since his arrest in June 2023 on a criminal complaint. Cruz was arrested at the Los Angeles airport upon his arrival from Mexico. According to court documents, between November 2019 and June 2023, the defendants and others participated in a scheme to file hundreds of fraudulent individual federal income tax returns that claimed over $25 million in refunds. The defendants used stolen identities to create fake businesses and reported phony wage and withholding information to the IRS that the business never actually paid. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, November 24th, 2023. Doc Antle, owner of Myrtle Beach Safari, pleads guilty to federal wildlife trafficking and money laundering charges. Hagavan Doc Antle pleaded guilty to a conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act and a conspiracy to launder money. Antle is the owner and operator of the Institute for Greatly Endangered and Rare Species, also known as the Myrtle Beach Safari. The Myrtle Beach Safari is a 50-acre wildlife tropical preserve that offers tours and private encounters with exotic wildlife. Antle is also the director of the Rare Species Fund, a nonprofit organization registered in South Carolina. Antle used bulk cash payments to hide the transactions and falsified paperwork to show non-commercial transfers entirely within one state. Antle also requested that payments for endangered species be made to his nonprofit, so they could appear as donations. The investigation also uncovered evidence of money laundering between February and April 2022, when Antle and a co-conspirator conducted financial transactions with cash they believed was obtained from transporting and harboring illegal aliens. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.